So, easy stuff. Your name?
Okay. Candace McGuffey.
Okay, and Candace, you teach at Oriole Park?
Yes.
Okay, so the girls performed somewhere else. They performed at a pre-event or something like that?
Oh, no, we had a rehearsal.
Okay.
So they performed for rehearsal because we've had Chinese for about 10 years at our school, and so it was a big honor for us to come see the president, but we're actually not going to be performing for him live.
Okay. So then what do they do? Do they dance?
They learn Chinese folk dance. They take it once a week. We have a Chinese teacher from Southern China, who's a professional ethnic minority folk dancer, and they've been learning dance for a while now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what grade are they in?
Third through fifth grade.
Okay.
And at our school, everyone studies Mandarin.
Really?
So they've been taking Mandarin for about 5 years as well.
Yeah. And so at this age, they're supposed to be sponge-like, right? They're supposed to be able to adapt to new languages faster than...
Yeah, I think they're doing well. I mean, we teach reading, listening, writing, and speaking. And because it's a very difficult language, they're slowly but surely learning it. And so they can do basic greetings and write some characters, and they have a good solid basis of Mandarin.
Okay, because how many characters are there in...
Well, to be fluent, you need at least 2,000. To read a paper, about 5,000. And there's actually over 10 to 15,000, I mean, maybe 20,000 characters in a dictionary or so forth.
How many do you think the kids know at this point?
Hopefully 500. Yeah.
All right. And so they've been doing this for a while. Ooh, somebody looks upset.
They're a little disappointed.
Oh, because they just found out that they're not going to be dancing.
Yeah, I don't think they have time for it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they've obviously been working towards this for a while. It's something you guys... I mean, they do the folk dance.
Right.
Regardless of this.
Right, exactly.
When you heard that he was coming to Chicago?
Right. Well, it's a huge honor. We spent a lot of time, we've invested a lot of time and energy to study Chinese culture at our school. And so I think... To be in the presence of one of the great world leaders right now is an amazing opportunity for us to see him speak.
So do you teach the folk dance?
I don't teach the folk dance. I'm the upper grade Chinese teacher at our school. And then our Chinese dance instructor is from Southern China. She's not with us right now. And then we have another teacher who teaches the kindergarten through fourth grade. And she is... somewhere in this room.
Okay. So where did you learn?
I learned Chinese in college. I started in college. I went to Shanghai, and then I went back to Hangzhou a couple times, and I've lived in Shanghai as well.
Okay.
So.
And so Mandarin is the most predominant language
right.
spoken in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other languages, I mean, so to say Chinese and Mandarin, are they kind of interchangeable or no?
Mandarin and...
When you say, you know, they learn to speak Chinese.
They learn Mandarin.
They learn Mandarin.
And Cantonese is spoken in Hong Kong and in southern China. That's another very common language, but there's actually over 50 dialects of Chinese.
All right. And the girls, or the kids that sign up to learn, are they just curious? Do they expect, do you know why they choose to learn Chinese?
Well, Mayor Daley went to China and a few years ago. He was so impressed by how well everyone was learning English. And also how rapidly their economy and social structure is changing. He came back to Chicago and implemented all the programs. And so they decided to learn Mandarin, and it's actually mandatory. So they don't sign up. Everyone takes it. We have 500 students all learning Mandarin for at least 3 times a week, about at least 90 minutes a week.
It's mandatory. Wow, okay. I would